Hey, happy Monday. Welcome to the Static Podcast. I hope you had a fantastic holiday week. I most certainly did. What did I do? Nothing. Not much. A lot, which I need to stop doing immediately. And my earring keeps falling off. But listen, so welcome to the Static Podcast. I'll get my earring in a minute. Today, I told you last week I was starting Lil Homie Monday. So today, later on in the show, I'll be joined by Trayvon Griffith. He also goes by the name Trey G. He just released a new album called As I Am, and we'll hear about his new single, his new nuptials. We hear about all of that. We're going to talk everything. So he's a St. Louis native. He also owns a theater company, so we'll get into that in a minute. But since I am speaking about young people, I have to give a shout out to the young people that I know who did it over the weekend, including my daughter, Asha. She found her way to Essence Festival. I was a little bit jealous, but she was down there, you know, making moves, working along with a production company, doing some events down there, and she met a lot of people and made a lot of contacts, and, you know, she's really good at that. She's really good at networking and just linking up with people to find her next opportunity, which I think is really, really important. And since Mondays are all about helping young people and giving them a platform here on the Static Podcast, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the passing of a young star. I'm talking about Cameron Boyce, who passed away over the weekend to the shock of many of his young fans, including my daughter. He was one of the stars of The Descendants. He also played on Jesse. He also played on Bunked. I saw some people online just talking about his life, just talking about him, just saying how special he was. He died in his sleep from a seizure. They said he had an ongoing medical condition that we didn't know about. So rest in peace to Cameron Boyce, who, after my research, I found out that his paternal grandmother, he was mixed, Jewish and African-American, and his grandmother was one of the Clinton 12. So she was a part of civil rights history. So rest in peace to Cameron Boyce, and many, many thoughts and prayers going out to his family and friends. But let's get started with the Static Podcast, which is brought to you by the Hester Group. It's a law office with a 12-year proven track record of success. You make sure you contact Lorenzo Hester and his team today. If you've been involved in a serious car accident, you have a workman's comp claim that needs to be filed, any of that, they can handle your business and get you right legally. You make sure you give them a call today at 314-652-4321. Just remember that the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisements. Also, My Blooming Health, she is a mobile blood drawing service. You got some doctor's orders to get your blood drawn. Well, you need to handle your business and get it done. Maybe you don't have time to go to somebody to get your blood drawn. Maybe it would be more convenient for you to have someone come to you. She can do it. Make sure you contact My Blooming Health today. Go to mybloominghealth.com or right here on Facebook at My Blooming Health. Also, shout out to our good friends, our partners over there at Unheard Media, JP CEO. You make sure you reach out to them if you have some media connection. You need somebody to help promote your stuff. JP is the woman to do it. You make sure you reach out to her right here on Facebook. All right, as promised, I have my guest in studio today. His name is Trey G. I also know him as Trayvon Griffith.
Yeah.
He is a perfect guest for Lil Homie Mondays because he's not even 26 years old yet, baby boy. Welcome to the Static Podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you.
What's up?
So we've never spoken intimately. We always like see each other. I haven't gotten in your business because I be drinking and I'm nosy. So we've hung out socially, but you know, and it, just a little bit, I know a little bit about you. So you were a Muni kid? Were you a Muni kid? Were you?
What, no, I was initially a Muni kid. I was a Black Rep kid.
Oh, okay.
All day. And then eventually, I ended up working with Stage of St. Louis. But
gotcha.
No, unfortunately, I was never a Muni kid.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't make it to the Muni kids.
All right. Well, you were definitely involved in theater as a youngster.
Yeah.
And you're still a youngster. So you've been doing your thing, and you went to Berklee College of Music.
I did.
Wow. That's pretty impressive because it's a lot of Grammy winners who've come out of there.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I think John Mayer went there.
Yeah, he did.
Branford Marsalis.
Yeah.
Layla Hathaway. Yeah. You're like, oh, you, how good is your knowledge of
I brought in a lot of people. You know, yeah. We gave something to Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones took a little time there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of different people. Okay. I say even like everybody who's running the industry right now. Like, yeah. A lot of them came.
They came through there.
Like, they're all my classmates.
So how was that? Just that experience. How was it getting into Berklee College of Music, and how was the experience attending?
It was hard.
I bet
the audition process is actually like very rigorous. Like,
really?
Yeah. So it's nerve wracking, but it's cool. Like, if you are a people's person and mm-hmm. you like to audition and perform, it should be pretty easy for you.
So what did you do going in? Did you sing to get in, or did
I
you play?
I sang, yeah. I okay. did sing, and I played the piano, but I ended up going for voice.
Oh,
so
okay.
like everybody has to have like their instrument that they actually like practice and okay. learn about, and then, you know, you can learn other things and you get a degree and different stuff that's not even related to music. Like,
really?
I didn't even go to school to like perform.
You didn't?
I didn't. I went for music business. So
oh, okay.
like I ended up getting, you know, voice lessons and been able to play the piano and everything, but a lot of my classes were business classes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you came out very knowledgeable in how to run your own business.
Correct.
Speaking of which, you do that.
I do.
With your theater company. Every Tell day. Me about that.
It's TLT Productions. We're actually changing our language. It's no longer a theater company. We're calling it an entertainment company.
Oh, I like
because
it.
Because I think there were more than that, you know?
Okay.
So we are the young, we're the home of young, original, life-changing art. That's what we always
I
say.
I love
so
it.
So it's always young, it's original, and we want to send a message to the community by
gotcha.
The time they leave.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's you're using art to make people aware of like social
Correct.
Situations.
Social situations, or just to have a new outlook on life
okay.
about yourself. You should be able to learn something about yourself when you walk away.
Got you. All right. Well, that's how you do it. You use art to make changes in people's lives,
yeah.
and it's clearly changed your life. So tell me about your journey. When did you realize you wanted? Did you start off in the church singing, or what?
Of course. I'm sorry. I have the typical
That's
story.
Not everybody's story, because I didn't sing
so,
in the church.
You
but.
Know, I'm probably about 4 years old. So my mom actually can sing. Like, she would never tell anybody.
Really?
This, and I probably am going to get cursed out for saying this.
She, what, does she only sing at home in front of you?
Barely even that. Like, you know, you might catch her singing if the radio's on or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
But I haven't heard my mom sing since I was younger.
Oh,
so
wow.
she used to sing in a choir. So I used to go to choir rehearsal with her.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, this is a crazy story. So one day, I think the choir was singing or something, and like I got up in the church, like I was in the pew and was like directing the choir
uh-uh.
in front of like everybody.
How old were you? 4?
I was like 4. And I was like, and then from that moment, I just knew like something about it just was, it just made me feel good in
right.
some type of way. So yeah, so I think my family started to develop my talent maybe around like 5 or 6.
Okay.
But you
and
know,
when you say develop, what do you mean?
They bought me my first Casio piano.
Oh.
And I taught myself how to play. And then eventually I went to lessons.
Right.
And then they put me in classes and all of that. But at first it was really just because it was my passion and it's something I like to do.
So I want to speak on that. I want to touch on that a minute, because I love when artists come on the show and they tell me how their parents or someone recognized their love for the arts. And mm-hmm. so they started to put into that. Was that very, do you find that that's extremely important for young people?
I feel like it's extremely important, especially in general. Whatever a young person's passion is, like
yeah.
you should definitely try to invest in that.
Yeah.
It's so much easier and they find so much more joy doing something that they actually like
yeah.
to do. So, you know, and I'm also a teacher. So like I teach kids, I teach my students, and I love it when they actually want to come and learn. It's just such a different experience. It teaches you discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you a lot of like different core values that I think are that could be influential in your life in general.
But I think that a lot of people, like when they think, like if they have 6 kids and they've got one that can sing, they're just like, I don't have time, nor do I have the money
That's
to
real.
Get you some lessons. So do you know of any like nonprofit organizations or any like community centers that offer some sort of music?
Yeah, there's a lot of different, it's a group called the Encore Entertainment Group.
Mm-hmm.
They do some stuff, a lot of times it's in the summertime. So
okay.
like during the summertime, take advantage, because there's a lot of people doing camps. I also work with a nonprofit called Pianos for People,
mm-hmm.
and we give free piano lessons to people every single day.
Wow,
like,
okay.
Actually, after I leave here, like I'm going there and I'm going to go to.
Oh, I love it, that's what I want. That really share, because I'm all about, I'm a solutions driven person. So if
yeah.
I, and the arts are really important to me, because I realized I went to Catholic school. We took music classes. I learned how to sing in harmony, everything, you know, because you learn choral singing when you go to Catholic school.
You
That's not everybody's experience. I've been known to sing a note, hold a note or two. But yeah, I think that that's really important to find resources for
yeah.
people, especially if they have young people at home that want to take lessons and have like a passion for the arts. So yeah. Thank you for sharing
no
that.
No problem.
And I'll make sure I get this stuff from him so we can put it in the description and you can find these places later. All right, so go ahead.
Where were we?
We were talking about lessons and
so yeah,
like
so I went to lessons. I was a very hyper kid. Like I had like a lot of energy.
You do now.
You know, so they tried to go take me to lessons and the teacher said that I was not ready because I couldn't sit down for more than like 5-10 minutes.
Right.
And you know, you have to sit through a lesson for about 30 minutes or
exactly.
So she said, come back next year. So I came back next year. I was ready, I guess. I was able to sit down and I took the lesson and it just kind of like just went off from there. And then I got introduced to the Black Rep.
Right.
And I think that's where it like really, really changed things for me. So, you know, I was singing in church and singing around town and different things, but I got into the Black Rep and I was like, oh.
So how old were you when you got there?
I was 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to the summer camp because they have a summer camp during the summer. And, you know, I came home and I was like, yo, I think this is really what I like to do.
Yeah.
And they could really tell. And then Ron Himes called me, I think, like that winter. And he offered me a role in, like, my first show.
Oh, wow.
So, and then
do you remember
there,
what it was? What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was called Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Of course I remember.
was it a musical?
No, it was a straight play.
Oh, okay.
I say, and then after that, I end up doing musicals there and everything. So, I think that's when the arts in my life kind of to, like, take a shift.
This might be a career.
Yeah, this might be a career.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I did that. And I always was learning, like, he was definitely like my mentor. So like I would come to the office and just like see what they were doing at the office that day. Or like go behind stage and watch them build sets and like do the lights. So just by sitting around and learning, like I kind of just took all that in.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You know what? I heard that about the Black Rep because, and if you don't, if you've never been, I encourage everybody to go see a production. But it's very hands-on. You learn how to build sets. If you're in it, you're there. You're a part of the entire from
process,
A to Z.
Yeah.
You learn how to do everything. And I love that about Ryan. He's teaching us how to be theater people.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I think that's important to get that kind of training. So go ahead.
So I probably did that. In high school, I definitely got even more so involved. So like I started writing my own stuff in high school. You know, I'm like, I want to write my own stuff. So, you know, I'm at home, I'm writing songs for my own shows and like putting them together and just like finding venues around St. Louis to just like do it.
To do
so, you know,
art.
I would like ask my friends like, come on, like let's go put on this show. And they'll be like, I mean, I guess so. So I would convince my friends to, you know, like just practice with me and like do stuff.
And these are people that you met throughout
just throughout St. Louis.
So did you sing in school too in high school?
Yeah, I sang in high school.
What high school did you go to?
I went to VAP.
Oh, okay. Well, So you sang.
I said, but by that time in high school, my career was so like busy. I felt like I didn't get a chance to do like everything I wanted to do in high school because
you were already working.
I was working.
Oh.
I was working.
Oh, okay. Well, you were earning a check. You already got the game and gone with it, if that's the case, because that's what you're there for, to learn how to make money doing
that's
what
real.
And you
like,
already got
so,
it.
So, you know, and I was really like, when it was time to think about college, it was really hard to choose where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. What were some of your options?
Some of my options was Columbia College in Chicago.
Yeah, I
thought
went there.
About somewhere in New York. And then I got introduced to Berkeley.
Okay.
And then once I got to the world of Berkeley, I was definitely like, it's over. Like,
yeah, this
is definitely
it.
The school for me.
Well, that's cool.
And then, I got into school, and then the rest is history.
All right. And here we are today.
Here we are today.
Talking about your entertainment company.
Yeah.
And talking about your new album, As I Am. So I love the title. I know that's very personal. So tell me about it.
So life is a little different for me now.
And you're married.
Yeah.
At 25.
I got married maybe like it's about to be a month tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
So, and my partner is very encouraging. And in general, I just feel like because you get put in a box a lot as an artist, you know, you kind of want to create that same music all the time.
Right.
You want to do this because I guess that's what people expect from you.
Yeah, well, it's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
Right.
So because I have been doing uncomfortable things in life now, I was encouraged to just be my most authentic self.
I love it.
So, and because of that, I was like, yo, that's the title of the album. Like, it has to be As I Am, because this is me, As I Am, all the flaws, everything. So it's very vulnerable to me. I think the songs speak to my life and where I am right now. Mm-hmm. So that's how that really came about. And I think my partner had a lot to do with that. But it was also like, if I was going to be with him, like, I had to be, like, just myself.
Yeah.
He's just very unapologetically like him.
Right.
So.
And you're like, well, I guess I have no choice.
I have
no choice. To hide behind nothing.
To hide behind nothing. Like, just come on out and just do it. So, yeah. So I'm really excited. And I am, like, happy about the response. I was really, really, really. I have never been so nervous about putting anything out.
Really? Why do you think that this is your most personal work?
I feel like it is my most personal work.
Okay.
And it's just because it's different. It's different from what everybody has seen me do or be in or just anything of that nature, like the branding of it all.
Right.
It's just really out there for me.
But it's you.
But it's me.
It's authentically you.
So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
So we got the first single. This is the first single.
Yes.
All right. Introduce it for us.
Which one is it?
The one you sent me, honey.
Oh.
Hold on, because I don't know which one I sent you.
I don't know what I sent you.
Hold on.
Let's see.
Thank you, Chris.
Next to you. Next to you is a, it's a love song, but it's a bop. It is a bop.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I was like, I like this shape.
So, you know, it's going in like the pop R&B kind of vibe. I really wanted to make feel good summer music.
Right.
So this is my next single, Next to You.
Next to You. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
You've got me tripping big time. 'Cause I wasn't looking for your love. Now you've taken over my mind. And now I can't stop thinking about your touch, no. And no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to fight it. So I hope you feel the same way. And you make me feel so alive. You got my flame so ignited. So tell me if you feel the same way. Now I can't sleep unless I'm next to you. I don't even drink unless it's about you. Now I can't eat when I'm without you. Can't breathe when I'm without you. Can't be when I'm without you. We used to sit in my car talking for hours. When I'm with you, nothing really matters. Wanna hold on forever. Can't focus when we're together. And no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to fight it. So I hope you feel the same way. And you make me feel so alive. You got my flame so ignited. Tell me if you feel the same way. Now I can't sleep unless I'm next to you. I don't even drink unless it's about you. Now I can't eat when I'm without you. Can't breathe when I'm without you. Can't be when I'm without you. Now I can't sleep unless I'm next to you. I don't even drink unless it's about you.
Super catchy. You know that, right?
Thank you.
It's a super catchy song.
Thank you.
When I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is easy to learn. I can learn all these words. It's like that. Yeah. Really, really nice, Trayvon.
Thank you.
Well, Trey G.
Thank you.
That's as you're professionally known.
Thank you.
That's your professional name. So Next to You, that is the new single from As I Am, his album, which is available where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
iTunes, Tidal, Spotify.
Yay.
Apple Music.
All right.
So, yeah.
So I heard you had a big party for it.
I did have
You had an album release.
I did.
When was that?
it was the day before it released on the 20th. So it was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you did everything.
Yeah.
Got married, released an album, had a party.
Like this whole time planning the wedding, like I've been recording.
So I heard it was something special about your wedding. Like people had to wear a certain color.
Yeah.
Wow, for the pictures, for everybody to be.
Yeah, it was getting Solange tea for sure.
Okay.
So, you know, we had the color scheme.
I should have had you send me pictures.
Everybody was so beautiful.
Everybody,
it was laid. Like, I was actually very surprised at, like, just how everything came together.
Right. So how did you pick the colors? What were the colors?
It was To be honest, I didn't have much say-so in that.
Oh, okay. You weren't the artistic director of the wedding.
I said, no, I definitely have my input. But my partner, like, chose everything. So he's in school for interior design.
Oh, okay. So
like,
he's
really into aesthetic. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. It was nudes, whites, tans, blush, pink, vibe.
So everybody had to stay in this color wheel,
everybody
I heard.
Had to stay in the color
All the
wheel.
Guests had to. And they didn't, you didn't, did you, were the colors assigned?
Yeah. No, they weren't necessarily assigned.
But that's what everybody had to, in that palette.
Yes.
Super cute. That's something to think about.
So, you know, it was really nice.
I wish I would have had a
I don't
had,
think
I
that
had
I have party
it.
Like that in St. Louis ever.
Ever?
Yes.
Really?
It was like a big party. And we had like an after party there, and we turned it into like a ball, basically.
So really?
Like, yeah, the ball culture was definitely part of the
wedding. Oh, okay.
And it was a good time.
It sounds like a good time. Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Everything. This is a lot. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? When are you performing again?
I am working on that right now.
Okay.
I said, so when I was actually creating this project, I didn't think that it was going to come out so soon.
Oh, but well, you were in control of that. But
when I started writing, I was like, this is summer music. This is feel good music.
It is. That's a good
so
one.
So I was like, whoa, I just gotta put it out. So everything is just kind of happening fast. I said, but I'm planning about doing a show.
Okay.
Like, I want to get some of my artist friends in St. Louis. It is so many great artists here.
It really
and
is.
I just want to put a big old bill together.
Okay.
So I think that's what I'm working on. I'm about to start shooting my visuals next week.
Nice.
I haven't told anybody, but we're having auditions this Thursday for dancers. I'm going to announce that tonight.
Okay. Well, so, you just did it on here. So I love
so
it.
So yeah.
Give me the exclusive.
We're giving the exclusives on the Static Podcast. we're gonna have auditions. I really want to get all the best dancers in St. Louis, and we are going to bop out on these videos.
How many videos are you planning to shoot from the project?
I am shooting 4 videos.
Okay, including next to you.
Including this thing. So the next year will be the first one.
That sounds like it should be in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it?
I do. I feel like that. Like you should shop it around for some movie soundtrack.
I should.
Yeah, because it's. I mean, I see so many different independent films and small films on Amazon Prime. I'm an Amazon Prime person.
Okay.
So I was watching some movie last night. They had really cute music, and it was like, it was a lot of soca. It was a lot of because it was shot in Trinidad, I believe.
Okay.
So it was cute, and I was just like, you know, when I heard that, I was like, kind of remind me of something like that, like because it was a love story.
Put that in my head.
Yeah, I'm putting that. Like, you know, I like to help you out.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to bring my knowledge to the table about the music industry and different projects and things that I've seen take off and give you some other ideas to branch off to share your music because I think it's important. Don't always just think about the chart topping, like where else can you put your music? Where
That's
else
real.
Can it be? So think about that.
Need to go.
I be trying to be the plug around here. I be trying. So, yeah, so I look forward to that. I've seen some of your, I came to one of your theater productions. What
yeah, you
it?
Did. I, think,
I did, yeah.
Yeah. I think you came to this show called Chasing Waterfalls. Am I right?
Maybe that
what,
was
Were they
the
singing
one?
Like R&B songs? And
Yeah, it was a bunch of young, well, all of y'all young, like you said. It was a bunch of young people. What were y'all, that was a couple of years ago. You know, my memory ain't that good.
Yeah. I said,
it was in a black box, though. It was a black box performance.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is the show. I think
because there's so many theaters. I don't know because we shoot this here in the Dot Zack building. So there's a theater in this building. There are theaters all around this whole district. This is the Arts District. So I know you play around in this area a lot too.
So we're gearing up for our next show. So we do this thing called Friday Night Live.
Okay.
And Friday Night Live is based off of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
But basically it's a variety show that features St. Louis talent. So we have like guests, performing artists that come. We have hosts, like different hosts that host every
week. And where do you do this?
So this time it will be at the Dot Zack.
Okay.
It's going to be at the end of this month on the 26th. But after that we have the rest of our season. So we have a straight play coming up. And we're bringing back the show Chasing Waterfalls because people fell in love with it.
I think that's the one I saw. And then I saw you at over there next to The Fox. You were doing something.
Probably the crayon spray.
It was like the
curtain call.
Yep, it was that curtain call.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. I was like, so that's a thing called the theater crawl. That literally just happened.
Oh, really? And, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, all these theaters like get together and like perform in different places and people crawl from place to place.
Right.
To see shows. So, yeah.
It's a theater crawl. So, yeah. So if you know some young people who are interested in theater and performing arts, this is the guy. He's the plug in this area, especially if, it, you know, you're the little homie and you're a little homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was so fitting. I was like, good. I could stay with my theme because I was going to have to reschedule you. I was like, no, I know he's young. So everybody got to be under 30 to come on Little Homie Monday.
Okay, that's what's
up. So if you have anybody else you think should use my platform for their good, you make sure you put them in touch with me because
sure
I want
to
give shine to all the little homies in St. Louis that's doing it and that's actually putting the work into the art because y'all get a bad rep, you millennials.
I know we do. So bad.
Yeah, I think everything's supposed to come to y'all. It's supposed to come quick and y'all got to work for it. But I see you working.
Thank you.
I see you trying. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate
anything that. Else you want to leave with the viewers and the listeners today?
I think that's it. I thank y'all. I thank everybody for their continued support.
Yeah.
Just come on. Like, we going to all make it. We going to all make it to the top. We going to put St. Louis on the map.
And you can also just sharpen up your skills by getting out here. And that's the most important thing, and that's what I want everybody to take away from this. You cannot get good at what you're doing by sitting at home and not getting out here and expressing yourself and showcasing your talent. So get out here and get involved with some of these things that he just told you about. So where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at the handle TREG_music. That's TREG_music. Also the same thing at Twitter, TREG_music.
And also, where can they find the album again?
They can find my album As I Am on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal. Go listen. Tell me what y'all think on social media.
And we love it. The new single, Next to You. TREG, better known as Trayvon Griffith, was the artist today featured on Lil Homie Monday on the Static Podcast. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Everybody, watch the episode and make sure you reach out to him on social media. That, of course, is the Static Podcast for today. And I love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, it's all brought to you by the Hester Group. It's a law office with a 12-year proven track record of success. Make sure you contact Lorenzo Hester and his crew over there at the Hester Group. They can handle your workman's comp claim, whether you've been involved in a serious car accident or you have a legal issue. They can handle that as well. Just give them a call today at 314-652-4321. But remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one. It should not be based solely upon advertisements. Tomorrow, my guest will be Real STL News.
Yeah.
We always keep up with what they got going on in the streets. Well, they keep up with everybody else got going on in the streets. And they let us know what's going on. And they're going to join me tomorrow so we can find out all about their business model and what inspired them to start covering news their way. So make sure you tune in tomorrow to the Static Podcast at 1 o'clock. Bye.
Nothing really matters. Wanna hold on forever. Can't focus when we're together. And no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to find it. So I hope you feel the same way. And you make me feel so alive. You got my flame so ignited. So tell me if you feel the same way. Now I can't sleep unless I'm next to you. I don't even drink unless it's about you. Now I can't eat when I'm without you. Can't breathe when I'm without you. Can't be when I'm without you. Now